Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh. Yeah, it's the big show. Come on, bring it up and turn on all the lights.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Bill Baby Tao Schmidt, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. Leap 36, Leroy Butler in the house as well, soon to be named Pro Football Hall of Famer, class of 2020. That's not a prediction, that's a spoiler, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk some Kawhi Leonard a little bit later on here in the 4 o'clock hour right now. Kawhi Leonard just among the group of free agents, guys, that is gearing towards this 2021 free agent class. We named off a couple of the names yesterday, but you just saw Paul George list his contract to that situation of being able to be a free agent in 2021. You have Kawhi Leonard that's going to be a free agent in the class of 2021. And the way that it is, the NBA has maneuvered in the last couple of weeks, in the last couple of months, LeBron James, Blake Griffin, Gordon Hayward, to name a couple of more, there's going to be so many superstars in that free agent class. And the ability and the volatility of so many teams being able to absorb max contracts for that class, you're going to see an opportunity like the one this year that arose in the NBA for teams to try to bring in multiple superstars at one point. It's going to be a recruiting game. It's going to be a buddy system if it plays the same way that it did this year. But the biggest question for Bucks fans is, will Giannis be recruiting here or be recruited elsewhere or completely sit out of the situation, which I do think is a possibility of it as well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a tough question, Bill, because I think Giannis, to me, if he wants to, and of course, and if you do the math, maybe they're locked with Middleton, and maybe they can't make a move. Maybe there's not another guy to come in here. But if you look at 2021, there is a lot of guys out there, big name guys out there on that list, and Giannis could be the guy, and I hate saying this, on the move somewhere else. Like, if this doesn't work out next year for the Bucks, because next year really is their year. I mean, if you look at the East right now, barring anything crazy happening next, I don't think the only other thing that could happen is maybe Westbrook goes to, let's say, Miami with Jimmy Butler. But I don't know how that wouldn't affect the Milwaukee Bucks. So I think if you look in, if anything is going to happen, I think Giannis is the guy that's going to be on the move somewhere else.
And this can all be negated next year, next offseason, when Giannis will have the opportunity to sign the Supermax contract with the Milwaukee Bucks and
sure,
be paid 5 years, $247.1 million for the next 5 years to play basketball. Steve, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Blake Griffin, Paul George, all guys with player options to become free agents at that year, but the other contracts that line up, Gordon Hayward, DeMar DeRozan, CJ McCollum, Bradley Beal, Anthony Davis, the list goes on and on, Victor Oladipo, there's going to be so many guys available at the time to be partnered up with, but with the hamstrung Milwaukee Bucks salary cap wise, it might not be the Bucks' ability to be the one to be recruiting to. Is Giannis going to be recruited or being recruiting players here during that summer?
Got no choice. He can't recruit anybody here. He's got Chris Middleton's contract. They're got their hands tied behind
That's
their back with
that,
now.
Yeah.
Right. You're stuck. Bledsoe, maybe you'll be able to move at that point. He'll only have, a couple years left on his deal. But there's not much else you can really do. And the reason you had to sign Middleton was because you didn't want to not have a guy to go with Giannis at this point and miss out on everybody this summer and then be stuck for two summers waiting to get to that next opening. But at that point then, if Giannis doesn't sign his Supermax this upcoming next summer, now he's a free agent and he can leave as well.
No, they have to trade him. They can't just let him walk.
Who that?
The Bucks.
Well, that's up to Giannis. That'll be out of the Bucks' hands.
Right.
If he doesn't sign the Supermax, yeah, then he gets into that last year of his deal. I'm telling you right now, they are not trading Giannis in the last year of that deal. They're going to go for broke that last year and try to win a championship. Then they're going to get to
let him walk away.
Then they're going to
nothing.
Then they're going to get to free agency, and then at that point, Giannis. Then at that point, Leroy. Then Giannis can go to the Bucks and say, "Look, I'll sign this deal with you, and then make more money because I sign with you, and then you sign and trade me to this place." But if Giannis doesn't want to play ball, goes, I'll take less money to go play for the Lakers. I don't need you to sign and trade me anywhere. I'm just going to go because I don't want them to give up assets to come get me anyhow because I want to go win a ring in L.A. Then, yeah, you could very well get nothing. The Brewers got nothing for Prince Fielder. They were in the heat of it that year, the last year of his contract. Well, they got a compensation pick, I guess. But they didn't trade Prince Fielder. Why? Because they were trying to compete to go to a World Series. And that was the year they went to the NLCS and lost to the Cardinals. So they just played the whole thing out with Fielder and took their lumps in the offseason. And that's the same thing the Bucks will do if it gets to that point. This all ends if he signs that Supermax next summer. But if he does not sign that Supermax next summer, they're in a lot of trouble,
in a
folks.
Lot of trouble.
And everybody here believes he will sign that Supermax.
But right, yeah.
Everybody believes that. He will sign the Supermax.
I think it all depends on next year.
I don't. I think he signs the Supermax.
You think he does?
I have one major concern.
Give it to me.
Because you know me. Yeah. I'm a conspiracy theory guy.
Give me conspiracy theory.
The Lakers scare the crap out of me in this deal. They do. I mean, you've got Kobe sitting out there with his agent.
He's his boy.
With his agent, Belinka, right? And Kobe is his guy.
That's his boy.
That concerns me. Jason Kidd is on that coaching staff, and in 2 years, Jason Kidd may be the head coach. So Jason Kidd is sitting over there in L.A. wanting him to come. Then you're going to have everybody up that summer to where Kobe could go to Giannis and go, you're the star of L.A. going forward. We're going to build around you, son. And we're going to bring in a couple guys with you, but this is your team. We're building around for the next 10 years. You are going to be the Los Angeles Lakers going forward. Because Anthony Davis, if he does the 1-1, which I think he'll do that this upcoming summer, there's going to be nobody on that roster. So at that point, they can just go to Giannis and go, hey, man, this is your team. This is your town. We'll get you movie deals. We'll get you this. We'll get you that. Come out here to L.A. and be the Los Angeles Lakers. That is tough.
Steve, he's got to get that Supermax. It is, because that and the Lakers now – that is like the Milwaukee Bucks is kind of small-timey, maybe, the city.
Well, compared to that.
Franchise.
But he doesn't want to go to a big market.
No, that's what he said.
He's always said it.
And he's been here for a while. He's experienced it. He's seen everything he's seen over and over and over and over again. They did some things. They changed it up a little bit. You got Middleton. You got a new Pfizer Forum. Yep. You know, downtown is new. The Deer District.
Whatever.
I mean, they changed it up. I mean, if you look from where he came, the Bucks really didn't have anything. I mean, to where it is now, you can tell the Bucks got more money. They spent more money. Everything looks nice. But still, they're capped. There's only so many places that they can go. Then all of a sudden, you go out. Is it Tinseltown? You go to the Lakers.
Oh, you can't compare it to the Lakers.
Right. That's like
the number one market and the smallest market.
Right.
It's not even close.
I mean, right. All of a sudden, you go to the Lakers and, right, a bigger market and the lights are a little bit brighter. You on a bigger stage, and
Giannis don't care about
and
none of that.
LeBron.
What
well,
are y'all talking well, about?
Well, they're gonna bring all that together and go, you can win a championship.
Oh
here,
man,
and
stop!
And then this is what we can do for you and your brothers.
No,
after you're done,
no. Y'all not been listening to
his brothers, I believe, are very and his family very important part.
Absolutely
to him.
Yes,
it means a lot.
He's got one on the roster already.
Well, they got one in Dallas too, right?
Yeah,
everybody's trying to play that card.
Listen, y'all missing the boat on this one. Bad.
Well, put us in the boat.
I ain't trying to call nobody. He's not trying to team up with anybody. He's trying to do his own thing. He's his own guy. He's not going to be wooed. He's not going on trips. He's not doing that. He's in the right place for him, and God is good, okay? This is the perfect place for him. And if you're going to tell me that you're going to pass up an extra $50 to $60 million to go somewhere else for somebody else to go with you so you can try to win when you can try to win here. You weren't the best team last year. You didn't win it, but you're the number one team. So you got to try to bring most of those guys back. Giannis don't care about no lights. He'll play basketball in the dark. Not the dark, the dark. He just wants to play. He doesn't care about all this Hollywood stuff. No, he could have been in Space Jam 2, 3, 6, 11. I ain't doing it. He could go out there and play basketball with him at Rucker Park. I ain't doing that. You don't see his Instagram posting with hanging out with other boys from the league. No, it's his brothers. It's Wisconsin. That's what he likes. And these owners have already told him, hey, man, listen, you can sign this thing next year.
Yeah, that's all well and good.
That's all the indication that's I all, get. That's I don't all get well no good, indication but it feels that he wants like any of that.
He wants a championship.
Well, do it so here.
That's all well and good. But it feels like if he can't get it here, I think he'll search elsewhere. Yeah,
I don't think
you're right
will.
About the lights and all that.
Yeah, he ain't gonna.
He ain't chasing that. He's chasing.
He ain't got a convertible Bentley, Gary.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
He's chasing a championship.
What? You don't need to chase it. Let it come to you.
Well, it came to Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah, huh? Come on,
Dirk. It came to Dirk Nowitzki. Stay patient in the same town that he had started his career in.
Came to D-Wade, too.
They got lucky. You know they got lucky, big boy.
Well, but he can't get
what do you mean?
The Dallas?
Yeah.
The Dallas team?
They got lucky.
One.
Beat Miami.
They got lucky to win a title.
I'm going to use Bart Winkler's word from this morning. That was a fluke.
Sure.
Well, whatever. I like
now, the ring's still the same for the rest of his career.
Ain't that the truth?
And then the title is still an NBA champion.
Truth, I like that.
T-R-U-F-F.
Yeah.
But really, Dallas got lucky on that. I mean, there was a team that just got together, right?
But look at
in Miami.
Storm. Right. It was a perfect storm.
It was a perfect storm for Dallas.
Yeah, and that can be happening here.
That's the one and only that championship they got, right, with Dirk? Is that just
one? That's his one title.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, that's what would have to happen here.
Then you
everybody around him, Bill, is going to be doing something, don't you think?
Sure, Building? But you're also – but I think the one part that we are looking at, and I think Leroy is kind of on it, we're all looking – and Giannis has pointed to this as well – we're looking at all the American superstars wanting to move around to different teams across the country.
Mm-hmm.
I think more of what we've seen from international superstars is to stay in one spot, more or less.
Porzingis did not stay in one spot.
He also was working for James Dolan.
Yeah, but that's an outlier. Mm-hmm. Come on. Right. Steve, they didn't put nothing around that guy.
I understand what you're saying.
And in their defense, they got out at a good time. He had a lot going on in his situation, too. A lot of turmoil.
He had to get out of there.
A lot of turmoil. Okay, so the team probably get rid of that. But the international game, he's going to go play for Greece, his place. He's the perfect guy to – and we look at Instagram sometimes.
Yes, we do.
He ain't trying to be like that, guys. He's about promoting his shoe. He with his girl. He with his brothers. He's having fun.
Mm-hmm. Leroy.
I mean, he's a freak on the court and on
the
court.
Leroy. We've all said that we think he's staying. We're just lying out.
There is no but.
We're just lying out.
I don't see where you can see that.
When we start talking about that year when all of these guys are all available at the same time, where you can either go help and get somebody here, which he can't because they gave Milton all that money and everybody blessed
him. It's not because of Milton. So, I don't want y'all to put that on Milton. It's because the owners don't want to pay the luxury tax. Let's put it on them. Don't put it on Miller.
But for your ability to go sign other free agents, you don't have the ability to go over the luxury tax for them.
Because you're bringing them in from somewhere else.
Hey, clear it out.
How you clear it out?
Trade
the rest of the roster.
You can trade. There's a lot of things you can do. That's a small-minded way of thinking in these markets. We'll never be like these guys because we're not willing to think outside the box.
Well, what's outside the box?
Outside the box, you have to have creative ways to make it work. The Paul George thing is I mean, we didn't see this coming.
That's two guys.
But their two guys are
Giannis and Middleton. That's the problem.
But see, here's the thing. It ain't going to be just those two guys. They got other pieces. Is. The other pieces are maybe willing to take less. But you have to be the focal point. You got to be the beacon of light for people to say, I want to come here. If you're going to do that, play that game, then there will never be a guy stay anywhere for 3 years.
So let's just say Giannis is a beacon of light.
Yes. People like him.
Okay, so 2021, give me that list again. You want to give me a list when we come back?
I'll give it after the break. Talk about Wendy's first, Steve.
$1.99 kids meals at Wendy's after 4 o'clock. Wouldn't you know it? It's 4:21. It's after 4 o'clock. Hey, mom and dad.
That's good. That's good timing.
It's dinner time, and you've worked overtime, so you have no time. That doesn't mean you have to cut corners. Wendy's quality kids meals have everything your kids like for just $1.99 after 4 p.m. And now you can get something for yourself, too, at participating Wendy's for a limited time. And don't forget, if your kid is in a youth sports jersey or uniform, take them over to Wendy's. Get themselves a free Frosty before or after their game. And don't forget, Made to Crave menu just got an upgrade, a chicken upgrade. Just when you thought the Made to Crave menu couldn't get any more delicious, got a full lineup of awesome chicken sandwiches joining the ranks. Introducing the avocado BLT sandwich, the awesome bacon chicken sandwich, and the barbecue chicken sandwich, my favorite. Three bold choices packed with flavor. So why settle for basic when you can upgrade with fresh, never frozen beef or tasty premium chicken? Go ahead, satisfy those cravings with any one of Wendy's epic choices.
Show on the Fan, J-Lo on a Throwback Thursday.
What is the song with her and Ja Rule, man?
Do you know the name of the song with her and Ja Rule?
No.
Well, that would help.
Why?
So then you could look it up, punch it in, and then be able
to play
it.
That's your job. You got to read my mind.
Read your what?
Do I?
Read my mind.
Can I
I'll look it up.
Once that's written in my contract, Roy, I can start doing it.
Well, Rami was good at my. He was my subtitle.
I'm just saying, man. I don't know, man. Rami didn't do enough with the negotiation tactics, I don't think. Rami was getting himself into some trouble last night on Twitter, too. It was always funny. Always funny.
Ah, that's amazing.
Will Giannis be recruiting here in 2021 or be recruited elsewhere? And a lot of this does play into next year as the recruiting here. He could be the one locked in for a five-year, $247.1 million deal. Free agents in that class that are lined up right now. LeBron James, but he'll be 38 years old. Kawhi Leonard will be lined up at 32 years old. Blake Griffin, a 33-year-old Paul George, Gordon Hayward, Mike Conley, DeMar DeRozan, a bunch of other guys that'll be plus 30. But the younger dudes of Rudy Gobert, you're looking at Bradley Beal will just be hitting 30, Andre Drummond, Giannis, LaMarcus Aldridge, Victor Oladipo will be in his age 31 season as an unrestricted free agent. There's a bunch of firepower in that free agent class, but it depends on if Giannis will be recruiting here or be being recruited elsewhere as the top guy.
He's going to be heavily recruited elsewhere, and it's going to take all they can to try to persuade him to stay. I just think if this year, Steve, they have to get to the finals this year. They have to get to the championship game. I think he has to see some sort of progress. I mean, if we're all saying this, and Leroy don't want to get down with this, but in order for this to work, Chris Middleton and Bledsoe, along with Giannis, I mean, but for sure, Bledsoe and Middleton, they're going to help and carry some weight. I mean, if you look at any other number two or three around the league, those guys making that type of money, I mean, we can go down a list. Okay, I mean, if you want to just go with the Clippers, one or two, Kawhi and Paul George, who would you rather have, Paul George or Middleton?
Yeah.
I mean, you just keep going. If you just say the Westbrook and Jimmy Butler thing happened, who's the two there? I don't know.
Jimmy Butler.
Right. Who would you rather have, Jimmy Butler or Middleton? Probably right. Middleton because I don't want Butler. Butler's a better basketball player.
From a talent perspective.
Right, right.
Yeah, so I am a better basketball player.
But if you just keep doing that around the league. Mm-hmm.
CJ McCollum or Chris Middleton?
Come on, man. McCollum, stop.
Right.
Right.
I just picked one.
Yeah.
Right.
But I still am a Middleton guy, though. So I don't know why we just can't use Middleton as the
Then he has to play the production.
He can do that. He can do that.
Well, next year, that's why you'll get next year. The production has to be that next year. And we will all see if it is next year. And once again, Leroy, Giannis cannot average below his average in the playoffs.
Yeah, we agree with that.
Next year. Yep. So let's start with him.
Yeah.
Middleton has, because I think he went below his average too in the playoffs.
Yes, he did. He he has to play over his average.
He's got to play over his average. Well, yeah, they all yeah. actually do. So that's I mean, good. They all.
But mainly those two, you're
yeah,
right.
No doubt about it. And you're going to need Bled. Yeah. I mean, you know, Bled, so you're going to need him.
But were we having this conversation in the playoffs, and it was based off of if they were going to be able to get it done, it was going to be Giannis taking the next step?
Yes.
I mean,
we
it
thought
was all,
that he did, but we never seen anybody defense Giannis like that.
No.
But now he has seen it once before and understanding how he needs to counter it.
Correct. We hope.
Which means he's got to get a shot, yeah. which is the same thing we've been saying for how many years?
Here's the
well,
thing.
No one thought that until they saw that. Because we remember we were talking about that early in the year, yep. before the season. Oh, Gary, you don't know what you're talking about. Just stick to football. You know?
Yep.
They just like to say that because
no,
it makes you.
Well,
upset.
No, but people really think that.
And no, they don't.
All of a
they
sudden, well, no
that.
One's really sorry because no one. He was dominating. He's the MVP of the league. The way he was doing it, he was.
Well, did
he
those people dominating. Say you were right?
Oh no, you don't do that. What you have to do, you have to say, come on the radio and say, "I told you so." But no one, true. But we haven't seen it. No one saw that until Toronto. No one, we hadn't seen it.
And we've never heard Giannis own up to the fact that he wants to do a mid-range jumper more than a three-point shot.
Right.
That goes against everything that coaching staff believes
everything.
In. And that also means then, well, what about Middleton? Because that's his strength is the mid-range jumper.
Strength.
So are they going to let him now start to go back to being the mid-range jumper guy that he has been to play to his strength, or are they going to continue to force him outside? See, that's... This offense and how it's going to roll going forward here, if you are going to have Giannis develop his mid-range game and use it in games to make sure he's ready at the end of the year, this offense is going to have to change a little bit, and they're going to have to go against what they had strong, strong beliefs in of how they wanted this offense to work at the beginning of the year. And if you're Budenholzer and your coaching staff, you could tell Giannis and Middleton, that's nice, but yeah, no, that's not what we're going to do. We're going to do what we did last year, and we're going to live and die by that three-point shot and going and attacking the rim, and we don't care about
the
mid-range
system,
jumpers. Right.
The system works.
Well, the system gets them 60 wins.
Right.
So, but this, yeah. does the system win in the postseason? See, that's the thing.
That's a whole other question.
We haven't seen Budenholzer win in the postseason. He got stopped by LeBron in Atlanta, and now he got stopped by Toronto and Kawhi here. Now, who's that team left that's going to stop them again? Everybody points to Philadelphia and says that's going to be the next obstacle that they're going to have to get through. Especially
well, it was Boston, but we took care of that little problem.
Right, but Leroy, if you
but
look,
they're much improved.
If you look at Toronto and how they defended them, like Gary said, how were they able to do that? They were super long. Siakam, Ibaka, Gasol, they were really long.
Yeah, Kawhi's gone. So
right. Now look at Philadelphia. Tobias Harris, Al Horford, Joel Embiid. They've got all long guys there that can do the similar type of thing that Philadelphia
buy in
did.
Like that, though, Steve. You have to buy in what Nick Nursey put out. Everybody bought into that.
True.
You're telling all-stars to buy into that? No, it ain't happening, okay? So that was an outlier. What happened is over with. The system works. Giannis is the top premier MVP coming back, and he's about his teammates. He's about who's in the locker room. He's not trying to pair up with these guys. That's on ownership. If he leaves, which I'm going to play y'all game, if he leaves, it wouldn't be on him. It would be on management to not make it better around him. I mean.
But they've done what he's asked at this point. So now it's about results.
Of course.
And a lot of it.
And he wanted Middleton back.
We'll come to the results that he has. And what we're also somewhat failing to look at here
what
as
we
well.
Failing to do,
when you want to say that they have to get to a title game, they have to get here, they have to get there, they also have to get through another 82 game season where they were relatively unscathed by injuries like they were this year.
Yeah.
I think that's what's difficult in the if come maybes of him signing the Supermax next year, of if they are as healthy as they were this year, because they. Outside of Brogdon missing, what, 6 to 8 weeks, they were relatively unscathed. Mm-hmm. You didn't have Brooke Lopez miss time. Didn't have Giannis miss time outside of 6-7 games. It's fun to fast forward, but you also have to live in that sense that they need to get be able to get back there as healthy as they were.
Just play Pat Connaughton a little more. You'll be fine.
On that note, Paul Roberts and Roberts Special Teammates.
I don't know why y'all sleeping on Connaughton.
Oh, this boy.
Had they played him more in the playoffs? It'd have been different.
Got it.
You just let all that energy just sit there.
Right. What are we waiting for? Paul Roberts and Roberts Special
Teammates. Wait for me to get my point out. What you should do.
How much longer do we got to go?
Well, Steve, wait.
Paul Roberts and Roberts Special Teammates.
Summer weather. This week means perfect conditions for grilling.
I talk over Gary. Why I can't talk over Steve?
And if your plan includes baseball at the park or just firing up the patio grill, make sure the food you're serving up is from Robert Specialty Meats. Just the sound and healthy aroma of fresh-cut steaks sizzling on the grill from an old-time butcher shop makes one salivate for a hand-cut T-bone New York strip or porterhouse steak or even a bacon-wrapped U.S. prime beef tenderloin filet ready to just melt in your mouth. You'll also find several types of gourmet pre-made burgers plus over 30 varieties of original sausages and brats to satisfy. And if you're tailgating at Miller Park this weekend, be sure to have Robert's ribs on a stick. Easy to heat up and on the grill in just minutes. Call them today at 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and to reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood Smoked B6 or Jerky, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
Has the claw dethroned the king, or what does he need to do so to get there? What he's Big Show on the Fan.
Big booty, but you got a big booty. Big booty, but you got a big booty. Big booty, but you got a big booty.
Have you seen her on the dance floor? She got the boom, shake the room. That's the lightning and the thunder. You wanna meet her? You wanna touch her?
Boy, your girl, excuse me, Iggy Azalea, formerly with your boy, Nick Young.
Yeah, refused to come on her station.
That was probably the best decision for her.
She didn't want to deal with LeRoy asking her about Nick Young, so she wouldn't come.
Yeah, I wouldn't, yeah, I wouldn't have
right,
done that either.
That was right the height of the Nick.
She was right next to us at Kiss FM, and she wouldn't come in here.
It was smart of her to do, I think. I don't think that would have been the right decision.
Why? What do you think would have happened?
She got
small little
out.
Station in Milwaukee. She comes in here talking about Nick Young with LeRoy Butler. What's going to happen?
Get up and walk out.
Come on. Yeah, it'd been fine. We've just been kept amongst friends, whatever those, she had
those,
to say.
Are those what's called rhetorical questions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Gary, is Kawhi dethroned the king? It's difficult for me to say this since they haven't played a game in the same city, but a lot of the luster, I think, of LeBron James being with the Los Angeles Lakers may have been taken away by the decision of the Claw to go join forces with Paul George across the street.
Well, here's what he did. He tricked them. He tricked them all. I mean, he got us all, basically. I mean, if you look at Jalen Rose and whoever's reporting who thought they knew, nobody knew. Nobody saw Paul George. Everybody thought he was going to the Lakers. That was a done deal. Then Jalen Rose come out and say, well, he's going to go to Toronto, which absolutely made sense on a two-year deal. And that didn't happen. Listen, here's the thing. If this joker, Kawhi Leonard, if he wins a championship with the Clippers, that surpasses almost anything that Michael Jordan has ever done. You want me to say it again?
I don't disagree.
Oh, you don't? You?
Sure, say it again.
Yeah. If he wins a championship with the Clippers, that will surpass anything that Michael Jordan would have ever done.
With a head coach that's already won a title and a team that was took the team that went to the title for five straight games to six games this year?
Well, no, because he would have won one in San Antonio where he was a lead.
Toronto.
Yeah, he'd be the first player to
Toronto
have finals MVPs with all three different organizations.
Clippers. That is monumental, huge. That's like you're just playing with different guys all the time. Yep. Doing it. No consistency whatsoever.
And the Toronto thing is going to be huge in history.
Oh,
to walk shit. In 1 year.
And walk away.
And win it.
And then go win it.
With the Clippers.
You kidding me?
Yeah. If he leaves San Antonio, they aren't the same since he left.
No.
Then he goes to Toronto first year when people didn't know if he could play the whole year or play at all. And it was a gamble. Wins the championship. And then goes to L.A. and wins another championship right off the get in year one. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Maybe I'm crazy.
You get forget about the whole LeBron James stuff for a while.
Well, Mike's got six titles. Is it six?
Yeah, 6 for 6.
His three, the way he did it, surpasses Mike's six. I don't know. 414-799-1250. Call me if you think I'm crazy. I just came up with that just now. I mean, I just came off the top of my head, for real.
It's more
that
impressive than been anything question. LeBron's done.
But for sure.
It takes LeBron out, for sure. Yes.
For sure.
LeBron, for sure.
For sure.
Eight consecutive titles that just is wiped away. Eight consecutive appearances in the NBA Finals is wiped away.
Yeah, with three different teams? Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah, done. Yeah, I think Kawhi's more impressive, for sure. Now, again, Kawhi pulled a LeBron.
And then what's his contract here with the Clippers? 3 years?
It's two.
It's 3 years with a player option.
So say he leaves again and goes somewhere else.
Very well could.
That would be stupid.
Right, very well could. They all could.
Yeah. No,
they all could get up and all leave.
I'll walk away.
The West could go from the most powerful conference to the weakest conference if all those guys come walking across into the Eastern Conference. Knicks could get all of a sudden, it could get loaded, and you could see teams loading up all of a sudden in two summers, and all of a sudden the East is a tough way to go, and all of a sudden we're screwed in Milwaukee with Giannis and Chris Middleton, and all these superstars end up in the Eastern Conference.
414-799-1250. Go ahead and let you guys tell me I'm crazy.
This is the Wendy's Big Show, and you can join the conversation at 414-799-1250.
That's how you do it.
Live at 105.7FMTheFan.com.
I want to remind you people, before you come on.
You people, what time?
Y'all better look at my track record before y'all come on. Just review everything I've ever said in my life. No, just review everything I've ever said in my life. I'm going to start with Carmelo is somebody else's garbage.
Oh, you just like Joe Biden. You don't even know what your record is. You just all over the place.
Right.
Mario's on the south side. He's up on the Fan. Hey, Mario.
What's up, Mario?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Mario, hadn't heard from you in a while, my brother.
This got him.
Yeah, I've been working a lot, man.
Good for you,
crazy.
My brother. Good for you.
Hey, man, look, Kawhi, what he's done is really amazing, incredible, but how many tags does he have?
Six.
What does Kawhi got now? Two, three?
Two.
He's got two.
Three?
Two.
Who?
Okay, he's got one in San Antonio, one in Toronto.
Right.
And then if they win with the Clippers, that'd be three?
Yes.
See, that's the thing about the story.
Take it easy, Mario. Take it easy.
The Bulls, people got to look at the history. What were the Bulls before Jordan got there?
I don't even remember.
They weren't like the Lakers. You know, they didn't have 10 titles or the Celtics.
No.
They were basically the Cleveland or the L.A. Clippers, or whatever you want to call them, before those teams were really bad. That's who the Bulls were.
Okay.
So I say that with Kawhi, if he manages to do it, because it would be amazing, but I still think six titles compared to two or three. And let's not forget, though, that Spurs team still had Hall of Famers on it. Now, Toronto, that was amazing. That's kind of like LeBron leading Cleveland.
They had Hall of Famers on it, but they were at the end of their careers.
Old,
but it was
2014. So
right, and that team made it. I think they made the two finals with Kawhi. It was on. They lost once, then they won once against Miami.
Yep.
So though they were older, they still were a Hall of Fame level team. But I still got to give Jordan the edge. Although if Kawhi pulls this off. Yeah, I mean, it definitely bumps him. I think it bumps him up past LeBron.
Come on, Mario.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry, LeBron.
Sure he does. Yeah, bye-bye, LeBron.
Appreciate the call.
Leroy, tell me something. Tell me something. I'll give you the break.
Leroy doesn't know what I said.
I know what you said.
No. I just want you to tell me something. I'm going to give you the break. You can use your computer. You can use your phone. You can call a friend.
I just got my brain.
Call family members. You can call former players. Give me another superstar that did what Kawhi Leonard did last year in Toronto, where he walked into an organization, rest of the pieces relatively the same, won a championship, and walked away. One player made that big a difference.
Wait, but Leroy, Steve,
one player in 1 year.
That's great, but I just want to keep it
he
to
didn't
this.
Bring other stars.
But I want to
we're
keep
talking
it
about how special Kawhi is compared to LeBron and Michael.
Yeah.
What I'm saying in general, I don't believe you could come up with another superstar that did what he did in Toronto.
You can't.
Why is that relevant?
Well, didn't bring guys
here's
with
why
him?
It's relevant. Because what I said was, if he wins one with the Clippers this year, that surpasses whatever Michael Jordan has ever done.
Man, take this guy.
And LeBron's already, you even forget about LeBron.
Take him out there.
Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and theradio.com.
Y'all falling for this?
Yeah.
Coming right back here on The Fan.
Security.
Tired of being alone.
Yeah.
See you arguing on the phone.
Yeah.
You're telling all your friends.
Yeah.
and understand.
My love's unreal.
The way you walk, the way you move, the way you talk. The way you stare, the way you look, your style.
When Ja Rule knows the words to his song, and then they hit the music when he's ready to go. I'm like, they weren't able to properly execute it 5-4. When he's ready to go and you hit the music,
yeah,
it can be a banger. There
I
you
like
go.
That song.
There you go. I'm real, Leroy. That's the name of the song
like
for you.
I like that song.
Ja Rule and J-Lo on a Throwback Thursday. Last checked, it was Foo Fighters with a commanding lead. We got Willie
Strong.
Nelson, Janet Jackson, like Creed. And the Foo Fighters, nominees for Big Throwback, hashtag Big Throwback on Twitter, at 105.7 FM, The Fan. It is a Throwback Thursday, and Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane comes up in a few minutes from right now. This is going to roll in to Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane as the return lane. Has Kawhi Leonard dethroned the king, or what does he have to do to get there? Let's go to Mike's in Racine. He's up on The Fan. Hey, Mike.
No, I don't think Kawhi Leonard's going to ever dethrone the king. He's just going to do what he does. You know, he's going to bounce around team to team and
win championships.
Exactly.
That's no big deal. It happens all the time in the NBA.
So that doesn't elevate you to being the best player of all time.
But let me ask you this: in your mind, will anybody ever be better than Michael Jordan, regardless of what they do?
No.
There you go.
Michael Jordan was the best ever. Yeah. You know why? Because he was defense and he was offense.
Yeah, well, so is Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard's the same thing.
He's the same thing. Yeah, but he's not. The finesse isn't there. You know what I mean?
No.
Thanks for the call. I'll help you out, sir. He's right. The branding will always keep Michael Jordan Michael Jordan. Y'all can't get around that.
The Claw logo can make you some money, but it's not going to get you the jump.
It's never going to get you out of the Michael Jordan from the Space Jams and Be Like Mike and all. It would never do that. I don't think it would ever be a brand from a guy being retired for so long and his shoes is still number one.
Well,
the number one shoe now is the Greek Freaks. That's number one. I don't care nothing about no Jordan, to be honest with you. But I'm just telling you, Steve, the branding is something you've never seen. Now you get these kids, how do you change the kids' minds?
Leroy.
They can change our minds, but the millennials, it's all
Leroy.
J's.
Leroy, let's go over a couple things. One.
Yeah, go ahead.
Kids want Jordan shoes because they're expensive and they're the cool things to own.
Right.
Because they're
baked
Jordan
in.
And it's the coolest
it's
thing
baked in.
Around.
No. It's all baked in.
But if you go talk to these kids, they haven't seen Michael Jordan play.
They don't need to,
haven't
Steve.
Haven't seen him play.
Their friends tell them.
Their friends didn't see him play either. They're all young, too.
Their friends
they
tell them,
see
you
got
to get the sevens. You
they
must get the 12s.
How much of Michael Jordan did you see play?
I never saw Michael Jordan play, but...
But okay, stop one second.
Okay.
So he's never seen him play either. So what we have is we have the new YouTube generation. Well, I went on YouTube and I watched
that's
Michael
right.
Jordan play.
That's right. That's
nice. I could see highlight packages of any player.
Yes.
So, but that doesn't tell the story if you didn't see the guy play.
No,
hold on. Just like I didn't see Jerry West play. He's the logo of the NBA.
That's
never
right.
saw him play.
That's right.
right. Will Chamberlain, I don't remember much other than the end of his career.
Yeah.
But I didn't see him in his prime necessarily. Mm-hmm. So now we're talking about Kawhi Leonard, who now everybody is seeing play. LeBron James, who everybody is seeing play. I agree with what you said, and that is because there's Jordan shoes, people will always put him up on the pedestal because of Michael Jordan
that
shoes.
That brand is amazing.
But as far as, you know, who's the best player and all this other stuff, guys like the last caller and us who are a little bit older who saw Michael play will always have reverence for Michael Jordan because you saw him play, you knew how special he was and everything else. And now you're so jaded that no matter what you see in front of you, nothing will ever be better than said player.
And he is by far,
that's not
he
mistake.
Is a cheat code.
And I'm just, until Kawhi wins more championship than the Black Mamba.
Black Mamba. I'm just saying, Leroy. If Kawhi goes and win, this is Steve love to play this game. I know
I'm
my boy.
I'm with y'all.
Steve,
to win the
if he wins one with the Clippers,
their
I'm
favorites.
Telling you, this surpasses anything Jordan did, anything the Black Mamba did, and anything LeBron did.
For sure,
I don't see
for
that.
For sure,
no question.
Those guys did it with one franchise.
Yeah, and it's difficult to do it just a whole new team of jokers.
But I value that more than a guy
No, that's not value. It's harder to do it with different teams, man.
I don't care how you have the value.
I can win every year with the same core group of players, cuz.
But why they don't do it no more then?
Because they don't.
But can you win 72 games in a regular season? Be the best team of all time?
Anybody can leave and make it easier. Stay with his heart.
They made it easier, cuz.
George stayed in one team. He ain't won now.
Keith's on the north side. He's up on the fan.
Go to Keith.
Hey, Keith.
Keith.
Hey. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you
on the radio, my brother.
Steve, you sit.
Thank you. So the problem I have is that people are giving guys respect just because they have a different opportunity than someone else. So just because a player has mobility and they're moving around and moving to one team, that doesn't make you better than anybody else because they stayed in one place.
Preach, my brother.
Now, Toronto has been a top seed for about 3 years. If Kawhi Leonard had went to a team with no one there and then won a championship, then, yeah, I'll give you a higher level of respect. Don't go to a number one seed every year and win a championship. That doesn't make you better than Michael Jordan. You telling me that Michael Jordan couldn't have went to a number one seed and won a championship? That's ridiculous. And the other thing is that, you know, the player gets more respect because he stayed in Bill. And staying in one place. That gives you more respect.
I don't know what Michael Jordan would have won because Michael Jordan didn't win a damn thing without Scottie Pippen. So without a top 50 player next to him, I don't know what Michael Jordan would have done because pre-Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan scored a lot of points and
Jordan
didn't win.
Made Scottie Pippen into the player he was.
That's true.
You could say whatever you want about that.
That's true.
Without Scottie, he's got no rings.
Scottie Pippen is a top 50 player. He is not a 50 top player.
Based on what the NBA did years ago, he was a top 50 player. And I'm telling you, without Scottie, he's got no rings. That's a fact, Jack. He's got nothing.
If Scottie was so great, he went to Portland, and they had the most talented team in the league, and they never could win the championship. Why didn't Scottie win the championship?
Well, how about this? Why didn't Michael Jordan win one with the Washington Wizards or the Bullets?
Because he was 200 years old.
Man, stop it.
If you're going to say that about Scotty in
40 years old.
If you're going to say that about Scotty in Portland, then you got to say it about Mike in Washington.
The Portland team was more talented than that team down in the Wizards?
They were old.
They
were old, cuz.
Thanks for the phone call, Keith.
They were by far better than the Washington Wizards.
Oh, sure.
That was the only time I ever saw Mike play.
Come on, man.
Like I said, it was still.
I don't disagree with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Keith.
Hold on one second.
Get your point.
My point is, sorry, baby Tuck.
You're all good.
My point is, Michael Jordan was with another Hall of Famer.
True.
With Scottie Pippen the whole run.
But he was a Hall of Famer, though, Steve.
No. And Michael Jordan wasn't doing jack crap in the playoffs either, Leroy.
Until Scottie Pippen with a broke foot.
Right. And they were losing in the playoffs.
It don't
they?
Matter. I'm Go talking about the one player.
Oh, well, then it doesn't matter.
It don't.
Okay, great. Then Allen Iverson's better than Michael Jordan.
Well, for one play,
if it's only about scoring, then Carmelo Anthony deserves to be in the conversation, too.
Well, that's Gary's.
He's all about scoring. What about team?
He didn't score like
that's what it was about, right?
He didn't score like that.
Look, it's about winning. He didn't get to winning until he had these other talented players around him. Now, you could say Scottie Pippen wouldn't have been that great without him. Whatever.
No matter.
All I know is he was with him. He's a Hall of Famer. Dennis Rodman's a Hall of Famer. Michael Jordan's a Hall of Famer. That's at least three.
None of those guys are Hall of Famer until they got with 23.
I don't care what you say. Yep, that's three Hall of Famers on that team, right? Okay. Tell me the Hall of Famers on this Toronto Raptors team that he was just playing.
Marc Gasol.
Tell me.
No. Marc Gasol.
Get out of here. Who? You don't know damn Hall of Famers.
Marc Gasol's a two-time defensive player of the year.
No way.
Van Vliet.
Won't be.
Van Vliet.
Can I just say something about Marc Gasol? Do you want Marc Gasol that he just played with?
Yeah.
What Marc Gasol was that, though?
That's old and done Marc Gasol. For sure. He didn't play with old and done Dennis Rodman or old and done Scottie Pippen. No, if he's a Hall of Famer, like Baby Tosh thinks he is,
Marc Gasol's
if he is,
just say he
he's
is.
At the but, end.
Yeah.
Right.
He ain't Marc Gasol.
Michael didn't win with that roster that he just played with. And you could say, well, he's number one in the East. Fine. You're right. They were number one in the East and couldn't beat LeBron. But that's
what it is. I thought
y'all
had a better argument if y'all say he's going to pass the real king. The real king is LeBron James, okay? No, he passed.
That's where the conversation started.
The king. You're talking about the universe.
Gary took it to Michael when he started talking.
You don't need to go to the universe. Go to another planet. But the universe is 2-3, okay? Nobody will surpass that. Nobody.
This rolls right into Great Lakes Dragway. Pick five. A lane here. 414-799-1250. Coming up after the break in an Anthony Mandela Sports Flash. It's Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.